This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Will it pass the House? We'll find out within hours as the full House takes up the debt ceiling bill that would keep money flowing to those on Social Security and military veterans, among others. The AP's Ben Thomas on where we are now.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill, this being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance, ranking Democrat Jim McGovern accusing the GOP of weaponizing the debt ceiling.
What you are trying to do is get things enacted that you could not get done through regular order.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Some Russians are angry about that drone attack on Moscow Tuesday, blaming President Putin and the Russian military for not protecting Moscow. Some buildings were slightly damaged. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, Mark Kantsian, says.
My understanding is that the Russians are now bringing in some systems to protect the capital against these kinds of threats. And that's good for the Ukrainians in the sense that they're pulling these systems away from other areas where they could be used, maybe from frontline units.
North Korea's attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into space failed this morning. It's a setback for leader Kim Jong-un's push to boost his military capabilities. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a former Florida sheriff's deputy charged with failing to confront the shooter who killed 17 people at a Parkland high school 5 years ago. This is AP News. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes enters prison to begin an 11-year sentence. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has entered a federal women's prison camp in Bryan, Texas. A jury convicted Holmes in January 2022 on 4 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy for overseeing a blood testing hoax. Holmes promised Theranos would revolutionize healthcare with a technology that could quickly scan for diseases and other problems with a few drops of blood taken from a finger prick. The hype surrounding the purported breakthrough helped Theranos raise nearly $1 billion from investors and turned Holmes into a billionaire with a fortune valued at $4.5 billion on paper in 2014. I'm Mike Hempen.
HBO says almost 3 million people watched or streamed the series finale of Succession on Sunday night, a series record. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,